This is WKAR Online. Michigan State University Senior Associate Provost June Hewitt has been promoted to Acting Provost following the resignation of Kim Wilcox. Wilcox's resignation takes effect July 1st, but he's already transitioning into a new role with the Partnership to Cut Hunger and Poverty in Africa. WKAR's Scott Pohl spoke with Hewitt about becoming the Chief Academic Officer at MSU.
Provost Wilcox and the President had been talking for some time about ways in which we could more strategically leverage, if you will, the multiple projects that we have going on around Africa. Especially after a couple of the last announcements, it was very clear that we were rising fairly rapidly nationally and internationally in visibility. Obviously, we've been doing this kind of work in Africa for 60 years, but we had not had the kind of recognition that we have had in the last 6 months. And this is an important time in the life of the institution to really jump ahead. And so thinking about how to do that and how to do it in an institutional way, we obviously have an amazing international studies and programs leader in Dean Riediger. We have amazing deans across campus who are doing things in Africa. But to signal this as a key institutional priority in the same way we have with EFRIP, in the same way we have with the Broad Museum, took something pretty dramatic, and I think this is it.
We tend to describe the role of provost as being chief academic officer, and yet I'm not quite sure that fully conveys what it means to be provost. Can you shed some light on the day-to-day activities of a provost at a Big Ten university?
Well, when you think about a Big Ten institution and a research-intensive institution, and you talk about a chief academic officer, what you come to realize is that everything that happens on this campus is in support of that effort. So, yes, it's colleges and students and deans and academic support staff, but it's buildings and grounds and it's the public safety department and it. And while the provost isn't responsible for all of those things, helping all of those people understand the ways in which they actually create the infrastructure for these critical things to happen probably is part of the job of the provost. And Kim was remarkably good at inspiring people and helping them understand that. So it's an easier task for me to walk in for the next few months because I think there is a sense on this campus of mission, and there is some amazing momentum right now. So if this is my time for the next few months, it really is a wonderful time to be able to do this.
One of the public faces of the provost is at the trustees meetings where the provost presents recommendations for hiring of faculty and tenure recommendations. Would that indicate a real hands-on role in those decisions by the provost, him or herself, when it comes to faculty decisions?
It really does. Although the provost, it is from almost start to finish, because especially with new hires, the provost initially approves the funds to the colleges that allow those hires in particular areas to take place. And then every single recommendation about tenure and promotion comes to the provost. In my previous role, I actually read every single portfolio that was put forward. I'm very glad to say this spring I will not. But what I will read are those where we're struggling with decisions, and that's where the provost plays a very, very important role. And what I've appreciated over the last few years, it is that deliberating over the difficult ones that's so important. So when we get to the point of making the recommendations to the board, those recommendations really do have the fingerprints of the provost all over them.
Something of a tiebreaker vote?
Well, it's not quite a tiebreaker. It is taking the recommendations of the readers and making a decision, recommending to the president and making a decision. So it's a pretty important role.
Does having the word acting in your title make it any more difficult in any way to achieve some of the things that you would like to get done?
Probably not, actually. because it, I think in some ways it conveys a sense of continuity. Things right now on this campus are going amazingly well. I don't mean amazingly, like surprising, but I mean the level of activity, the level of energy is, I've been here many, many years. I've never been here in a time like this. And so my job is to continue to fuel that, not to change direction. There are some things that we need to get done in the next few months and some probably things that may look a little different in terms of initiatives. But essentially, it really is about continuing to fuel, you know, that that fire that's going on. So I think the acting actually suggests that I'm going to continue on a path that we've started. There will be a new provost in a few months, and he or she will come on to a platform that is probably ready for some change. But it's a very strong platform.
What do we know at this point about the search process?
Well, until academic governance reconvenes, we don't know anything. I suspect that the president will be very soon addressing academic governance and explaining the process. There will be a national search, and I suspect there will be many, many people across the country excited to look at the possibilities at MSU.
Now, you used the phrase, there will be a new provost. Does that indicate you aren't going to be a candidate for the job yourself? Is that what you mean by that?
That's my intention, absolutely. I feel that having someone from outside MSU just provides a kind of energy that we probably need right now. I look at the recent hire of Vice President Steve Chu and just the ways in which he has been welcomed and the kind of excitement that he's created. And I think bringing someone from across the country, someone who has some new ideas, some new energy, and infusing that into the system. We have a way of doing things here, and it's a way that works. But one of the things that I think continues to improve us is sort of the injection of some new ideas. Obviously, not just some new ideas, but some new approaches to the things that we do. This is too big a place, too complex a place for anything to change quickly or to turn around quickly. But there is something about new ideas, new energy, that helps to shape that in pretty creative ways. So I'm looking very forward to working with that person.